From Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. July 21st, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from MedPage Today. Real care happens in the moments in between. MedPage Today. This has been the worst year of my life medically. In the span of months, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, underwent a double mastectomy, required revision surgery, developed a post-surgical infection, and found myself hospitalised. Next. Second, from MedPage Today. This natural remedy was likely culprit in baby's lead poisoning. MedPage Today. A 6-month-old boy who experienced unexplained seizures was ultimately diagnosed with lead poisoning from a course of ancient Indian medicine. The week prior to landing in the hospital, the baby had been eating less and vomiting. Up next. Third, from MedPage Today Public Health. Wildfire smoke kills. Tens of thousands. Each year, here's how it attacks the body. MedPage Today. Smoke from wildfires, which are burning more of the northern hemisphere as Earth warms, attacks nearly every system in the human body, killing tens of thousands of people a year, numerous medical studies show. And then. Fourth, from MedPage Today Public Health. Study backs NP, PA prescriptions for abortion drugs. MedPage Today. Medication abortion was just as safe and effective when provided by nurse practitioners, NPs, or physician assistants, SARC associates, PAs, as compared to physicians, a retrospective cohort study suggested. Next. Fifth, from MedPage Today, Public Health. HHS agency cuts, dozens of grants. MedPage Today. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, cut dozens of grants last week, issuing what appeared to be batch termination notices to researchers. Termination letters shared with MedPage Today and posted online had up next. Sixth, from MedPage Today, neurology. No increase in acute flaccid myelitis despite rise in enterovirus infections. MedPage Today. Increases in enterovirus infections in recent years were not associated with a rise in confirmed cases of acute flaccid myelitis, AFM, a rare polio-like neurologic condition, according to a CDC report. And then, seventh, from MedPage Today, neurology. Cannabis combination eased end-of-life agitation in dementia patients. MedPage Today. Two active ingredients found in marijuana, tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, and cannabidiol, CBD, led to significantly less agitation in hospice-eligible patients with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, the phase 2. Next. Eighth, from MedPage Today, neurology. Studies document brain swelling, sepsis in US measles outbreaks. MedPage Today. As US measles cases approach last year's record-breaking total, studies on South Carolina and Utah's large outbreaks showed cases of encephalitis and sepsis among the hospitalized patients. Up next. Ninth, from MedPage Today, infectious disease. How New York is winning against Legionnaire's disease. MedPage Today. Even its name should summon effective public health. Legionnaire's disease. The designation was initially suggested by the media during an intense investigation into a frightful pneumonia cluster at a 1976 gathering of the American and then. Tenth, from MedPage Today, infectious disease. New GLP-1 concern. FDA sued by health groups. Over 750 dead in Ebola outbreak. MedPage Today. Note that some links may require registration or subscription. A preprint study flagged signals of frailty in seniors taking these GLP-1 drug tirzepatide, Zepbound, for weight loss. Reuters via Yahoo. The House passed a bill. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.